That's when you have anal.
Yeah, that is when you should technically have anal after 2 days of this, like, medical prescription-grade colon blow. Because I did a colonoscopy, and that, yeah. It cleared you out.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a little rough.
And to an untrained ear, mm-hmm. you'd think I was running the bathwater.
Yeah.
But I wasn't.
No.
I was taking a crap.
Yeah.
It was coming out, like, the size of faucet.
Yeah.
But water.
Was it amazing to feel like your butt was finally clean?
To have the colon clean, yeah. Yeah. Although,
were you like, I could get used to this?
Yeah, but even
like,
after,
you want to make it a daily...
Yeah, oh, God, it'd be so great to get, like, I went to Pizza Hut and I want that out.
Mm-hmm.
But even after doing a whole day of it, the doctor, when he did the colonoscopy, you know, everything was fine, but he said you still weren't completely cleared out.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's when you have anal.
Yes!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1562 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 21st of January 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you what I did during the holiday, and we've got voice letters.
Yes, Big Freddy.
Hello, cleansers.
Big Freddy,
hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, of course, Monday. Monday was a holiday, and so Big Fatty didn't go to the coal mine. No, Big Fatty, you did not. And y'all, you are cleansers today because Big Fatty, please, we're having Cheerios. Well, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard those kids. You heard those kids from over there at the PNS explosion. Oh, y'all, that is, what is that? That is, well, that's some of that nuts and bolts that I made. Yes, Big Freddy. They were talking about the colonic cleansing. Big Freddy, please. And y'all, you know, after the little TV commercial that I had for you, and that opening clip about from the Howdy Do Pancake Boys about filling up your diapers, y'all, that George in Atlanta, y'all, you know him. He does the balcony boo, y'all. He put a twitty on the twitty.
Big Freddy, where else would he put a twitty?
And said that it's Big Fatty's shot week.
Big Freddy, please.
And y'all, I just kerfuffled. I just kerfuffled like a schoolgirl. Big Freddy. So y'all, it's shot week. And so y'all, there'll be lots of vulgar references to shatting yourself. Y'all, and speaking of that, y'all, I'm sitting in the Ford Escape earlier today, and I'm driving out to Upchuck, sometimes known as North Charleston, and y'all, I'm listening to that It's All About Jarrett Me a little show, and y'all, Mark on there is talking about how he shat himself. And so, y'all, if you need another short story, because it is short week, y'all just go on over there and listen to Mark shat himself.
Be ready, please.
And anyway, but y'all, one of the things I forgot to tell you about when I went out to the Dudley Do-Rights on Saturday night, y'all, I'm driving down the street, and y'all, there are lots of bars, and it gets a younger crowd at all these different bars that are along the avenue there. And y'all, I come to a stop at the traffic signal, and y'all, I look over to the right, and there's a group of about, oh, I don't know, five or six young men, and I guess that they're in their early 20s to mid-20s, somewhere in there. And y'all, one of them has got one of those inflatable dolls that people sometimes buy and have sex with. And y'all, he's standing on the street, and he's just talking to people, and he's carrying this inflatable doll with that the mouth open, you know that,
Freddy, please.
And so, yeah, and it was all matter of fact for them. And, you know, I can't imagine. I don't know if this was some sort of a prank or some sort of initiation or something like that. Freddy, please. And, but there he was with his blow up doll standing on the side of the road. So, anyway, I wanted to tell you about that. Y'all got up on Monday morning and y'all, I needed petroleum products. So I went out to the Sam's Club. Cause you know I get the good discount on the petroleum products. Hey, y'all paid $3.04 a gallon for my petroleum, and y'all I was about on fumes, just about on fumes.
Benny, we don't need to hear about your fumes.
And so anyway, filled up the Ford Escape, and y'all. Then I went over to the Sam's Club, and y'all, I'd been in there. You know, I've been looking for a new recliner here for the Fat Cave, and y'all. Last time I was out there, I found one. But it was sort of a camel colored recliner, and I like it, but it doesn't really go with everything else here in the Fat Cave.
Freddy, nothing matches. How can it not go with everything?
Well, anyway, y'all, I was out there today, and they had a chocolate brown one.
Chocolate brown. Freddy, does this have anything to do with shot wheat?
No. And so, y'all, I found the supervisor and told the supervisor that I wanted to get the recliner. And y'all, I finished my shopping. I picked up some fresh fruit. Some coffee, and what else did I get? I got something else too. Oh, I got one of those rotisserie chickens. Y'all just love those rotisserie chickens out there. And went up and gave the girl the little piece of paper, and y'all, she rang me up and she said, "Just sit right here, Big Freddy, and they'll bring your chair to you." And y'all, sure enough, here comes the chair on a scooter thing. And so went out, and at the door, I told the lady, I said, "Is there anyone who can help me get this into the Ford Escape?" She said, "Yes, yes." So, y'all, I put my other items in the Ford Escape, and I drove around, and there was the young man standing right there with the chair. And y'all, we went to put it in the Ford Escape, and wouldn't fit.
Freddy, please, that sounds vulgar.
So I said, "Well, what do we do?" He says, "Well, let's try to take it out of the box." And so, y'all, we opened up the box, and y'all, I cut myself on one of those big staples that just bled everywhere. You know, it was like a
big, Freddy, don't tell us what it was like.
Got the chair, because it comes in two pieces, and you do the one little piece of assembly and lock it in place, and it's all fine. So I've brought half of it up to the Fat Cave here, and I'm waiting to hear from Larry Clyde. I'd sent him a testimonium saying a Burghardt needs your help, and I hadn't heard back from him. But anyway, y'all, it was on sale, and I had asked for this for my grandma, and my brother and my mother had given me some cash money to help pay for it. So y'all, I'm just pleased as punch to have this finally. Have Crema put behind me.
Freddy, please, nothing needs to be put behind you.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, Poodle.
Hi. Hey, Timmy.
I have a question.
Oh.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep
you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Timmy Sims. Timmy, what kind of question you got?
A simple question.
Okay, what is it?
My question is, you have the phrase apple snacks in the Big Fatty dialogue. It means a couple things. But I am curious, when you go to the store and get your apple snack, does that mean Apple Jacks, or is that cereal? What cereal is it? Does it have fiber? This was curious. All right. Bye, Poodle.
Bye. Well, for y'all, that, of course, was the Timmy Sims. And, Timmy, first of all, thank you so much for calling. This is an excellent question, and one that I don't think has ever been asked before on Axe Big Fatty. But, you know, Big Fatty has the cholesterol because, you know, all I eat is bacon. And so I have the cholesterol that I keep under control with the medication. Well, one of the ingredients in the cholesterol medication is niacin. And niacin will give you the hot flashes. Big Fatty! And Timmy, I know at your age you're probably having some hot flashes anyway. But anyway, what the apple snack is it's the little cups of all natural applesauce, and I just eat about a third of one of those cups, and that is my apple snack. Because if you have that, it's the pectin in the applesauce that keeps the niacin from giving you the hot flashes. Big Fatty.
Bacon.
Oh, farty. Here I am, tardy for the party. Okay, so I get my bills, and Verizon charges me $5 because the United States Postal Service stinks and can't get my payment there on time. I paid $40 extra on my bill, which is how I do, just because I just rounded up to $300. So anyway, they charge me $5. Like, really? Seriously? I, like, paid you extra. Okay, so I just drove to the post office, which is just across the street. Now I'm getting home, and I got 2 5-gallon white buckets rolling around in my driveway. Hello, I'm going to be, like, killed by buckets. It's so windy here that they closed school before school even started. And so anyway, Garrett and I have a new way of communicating. He sends me text messages, and we copy the husband. And as soon as mom quits responding, it's time for him to shush up. Hello. The kid thinks that I need to reimburse him for $15 because he bought himself a thermos. Where in the world did I go wrong? Oh my gosh, and I keep asking, why can't you just hang a ball up in the garage, and when I run into it, then I'll stop instead of having to back into the garage door every time I park in here. I can't wait till spring or whenever it is. Oh my gosh, listen to that thing. Move the refrigerator out of here and I won't have to back up and practically run into the door. It makes me nervous because we did just get a new door. Anyway, so I submitted my best for your silly little contest. And seriously, adding in the 2 years, whatever. All right. And what about the days that you missed?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. I have no idea what you're talking about, but it's lovely to hear your voice. A couple of points. Try paying your bills online with the mechanical on the computer. It sounds to me like your son, since he wants you to pay for his thermos. Sounds like he's got a career opportunity at the Verizon, since they're always trying to get $5 out of you. And I can't believe that you have to back into your garage so you don't hit your refrigerator. Never say, I just wish he'd hang some balls.
Be ready, that's just vulgar.
Mark Friday, your voice letters keep cutting me off. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
On the line. So I am on my way to the Flow Rider once again, because, you know, I can't say no when a coal miner says, "Oh, Mr. Vader, we're doing our coal mine thing in the Flow Rider. You should come." And I said, I'm very busy, but anyway, I'm going.
at the very last minute, of course, because that's how I roll. So I should get there about 3 minutes after never. And just in time to see the coal miners do their thing, and then I'm going to come home. So anyway, but I just wanted to say thank you for the birthday wishes. They were lovely. I am much closer to 24 than 42. You, however, are, well, you wish you were 42 again. Also, that was very nice of the Skeeter to say these very nice things about me. I'm not going to answer his question. So, anyway, what else? Oh, I was prepared to say, Bear Friday, expect the drunkie calls this weekend. But when I say that, I never call. So, quite honestly, probably won't call you at all while I'm gone, which is okay. So I hope you're fat. Well, I know you're fat. And I want to thank you for all of your work with me this past week. It has been a whirlwind, but it's over. So anyway, thank you so much for all you do. And this is Vader, over and out.
Y'all, that, of course, is old Larry Vader.
Where's the button?
Oh. B, Eddie, I think he hung up. Vader, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice, and please travel safe back to the coal mine. Y'all, I don't remember what else he said other than he mentioned Skeeter, and you know we hadn't heard a word from Skeeter since we had Axe Big Fatty, Skeeter's Axe Big Fatty week. He's vanished. Unsubscribe, B, Fatty.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I got a tech question.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it.
The Big Fatty Technology segment brought to you by DI Plus. Check them out at dubiousintent.com.
How long should I wait for him to cut it out?
That's good enough. That's good enough.
Yeah, yes!
Okay, when you're building your pivot table and you're on your sheet with the details, is it necessary to highlight the fields that you want to pivot? I've seen it done both ways. I could probably make two pivot tables, one with highlighting it, one without, and compare the results. I don't know. I just want to know whether or not it's necessary. So, okay, goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon again. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the tech question. It's an opportunity for us to play that new opening for the technology segment done by that Adam Burns and that Daniel Biba. And Miss Bacon, you answered your own question. You should indeed build two pivot tables, and decide which one that you prefer, and then you take the other one and you put it on the eBays and you sell it, and then the money that you make on the eBays for that, then we'll send that as a cash money prize to Brian over there in the Japan, Mexico. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. If you're going back to work today, I hope y'all... Have you ever noticed that the 4-day work weeks seem like they are about 6 days long? Are you big, Fatty? You can say that again. Y'all, have you ever been a big, Fatty? So, I hope you're enjoying Shot Week. Call Big Fatty with your shot stories, or just talk about them on your own favorite little shows. But y'all, there's always one good thing about a good shot and a wet cleanup afterwards. And what is the best part of a good shot?
That's when you have anal.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Oh, clean as a whistle.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.